Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
God is always good, and He has never failed me, so I know He'll work it for my good. It is well, it is well.
Okay, yeah. Good morning, wherever you're listening from. Good morning. How are you doing? How was your night? Good morning to the Radio Africana family. This is Sunday String. I'm your host, Colade. We just heard Tasha Cobbs and Jennifer Hudson setting the atmosphere, but today we are doing something a little bit different on the show. We always talk about peace and storm, but today I want to talk about real life. I want to talk about Monday to Saturday. How do we take the faith we celebrate on Sunday morning into the office, into traffic, into our group chat? Today is all about the everyday grind. It's about making our faith practical. It's about making our faith practical. And you know how we do it over here? We start with prayer. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Sunday. Thank you that you are also the God of Monday morning. Help us to live out our faith this week in how we talk to people, how we work, how we love. Bless every listener out there in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's change the tempo a little bit. You know how we do. We start with worship. We start with praise. And it's about saying thank you to God for how you've helped us in the past. That was the last time we met. So basically last Sunday till this Sunday. So yeah, we're playing this song titled Praise, featuring Brandelay, Chris Brown and Chandler Moore by Elevation Worship. Listen and be blessed.
Let's cut.
I
get this feeling that I can't hide from your love. No matter how fast I run, I won't. Oh, by me, oh, by me, oh. Oh, la me, oh, la me, oh. I get this feeling that I could go deeper than the ocean, but you drive past just to hit me. Oh, by me, oh, by me, oh. Oh, la me, oh, la me, oh. So tell me where can I run to? And you're not there, you are everywhere. In the depth of the valley and on the mountains, I found you there, you are everywhere. Sunshine and laughter, that's how it feels like summer. Oh, I cannot get over the way you love me, Papa. Oh, for me, I follow you. I cannot get over the way you love me, Papa.
Everything. I hear you in the birds they sing,
closer than the breath in my lungs.
Oh, Abba.
And even in the desert storm, I know I'd never be alone. You're the one to lead me home. So tell me where can I run to? And you're not there, you are everywhere. Out of the valley and on the mountain, I find you there, you are everywhere.
Sunshine and laughter, that's how it feels like summer. Oh, I cannot get over the way you love me, Papa. Oh, family, I
favorite song. That's Sunshine and Laughter by Limo Bliss featuring Chris Ray. I'm so sorry if I murdered the name, but yeah, I actually want to read out the lyrics of the song to you guys. Like, the lyric is so apt. So he says, so tell me where can I run to, and you're not there, you are everywhere. So like, the first sentence was a question mark. So tell me where can I run to, question mark. And the answer was, where is it exactly, and you're not there, because literally you are everywhere. And also he says, in the depths of the valley and on the mountain, I will find you there, you are everywhere. In your room is there, in the toilet is there, bathroom is there, just name it, every single anywhere is right there. I'll find you there, you are everywhere. Then it says this, sunshine and laughter, yes, how it feels like summer. You know the way summer feels, that everyone wants to go out, everyone wants to like play, everyone is happy. That's all feeling like, okay, let's bring it back to Christianity, right? Imagine the day you gave your life to Christ. You know that joy that fills your heart, that yes, I actually felt that peace in me. Yeah, that's just the best way, sunshine and laughter. And then he moved forward and said, oh, I cannot get over the way you love me, proper. That is, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just can't get over the way he loves me. I'm not perfect. He chose to love me. I'm a sinner. Yet, he died for me even before I was born. I do things that I'm not proud of, but he still says, you're my son, like the prodigal son, and still welcomes you back home every time you go back to him. And then the Yoruba part of the song, Ofemi Refaraye Miole Shalaye, that is, he laid down his life. And I cannot explain it. Like, imagine you going out to die for someone. Do we really worth it? Do we, like, check what's going on? Do we really worth him coming to this world? But yet, he still came in. He died for our sins. He died. And then the last part says, I cannot get over the way you love me proper. I cannot get over the way you love me proper. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for your love, Jesus. So, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Sunday Strings with me, Kola Dey, on Radio Africana. Let's do a quick character check today. It is easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning when the strings are playing and everyone is saying amen, or when the pastor is preaching, when we're trying to, the worship, everyone is lifting up holy hands, everyone is doing this, everyone is doing that, people are praying, those that are in the workforce, they are ministering either as an usher or either as a prayer. What's it called now? Back in Nigeria, they call it prayer warrior or prayer champion. I don't know what they call it in the UK, but anyways, you get the gist. Or either you are a choir, then you're singing, or either you're definitely doing so, or you're actually by the door and you're welcoming people in with a smile, with everything. But what happens when someone cuts you off in traffic tomorrow? What happens when your boss blames you for something you did not do? Or what happens when someone literally stepped on your toes? Or what happened, and I mean that literally and the other way around. And also, what happens when things doesn't really go our way, or probably there's someone that offended us and you're trying to avoid the person? You'll be like, yes, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I know that God asked us. He said we could forgive them, but he didn't say we need to talk to them. And because of that, you're avoiding them. You're trying everything possible to, like, avoid them and just be you and be yourself. Our word of the day isn't a deep theological word, it is integrity. The Bible says in Proverbs 11 verse 3 that integrity of the upright guides them. This week, let's challenge ourselves to be the same person we are on Sunday morning in church, the same person we are when we are back on Sunday, and the same let's still be with the same person on Monday, on Tuesday, down till Sunday. Let's be kind, let's be honest, let's show people what God's love actually looks like in action, not just in on Sunday. And we just do it. And that reminds me of the story in the Bible, the Samaritan woman that Jesus saw at the well. Like, Jesus could have chosen not to talk to the woman. Jesus could have chosen not to do anything with that woman, because apparently, if you read the scripture very well, the woman was like, well, we're not meant to be together. I think, yeah, the Samaritans and where Jesus came from, they are not meant to be seen together. But yes, Jesus coming. Yeah, that's a topic for another day, by the way. But that should just show you that if Jesus could do that, who are we? And why can't we just show love? Yeah, I know that we all go through stuff. Days, some days are stressful than the other. Some days are like things are going on that we cannot even explain ourselves. But let's reach out to people. Let's show love. Even if that smile we could give. Your words don't necessarily have to say, but your character, the way you do things, people see you. And I think there's like a saying that is going on now. Maybe not now, but it's been for a while. That people don't read the Bible anymore. They read the Christians. And that's why you see that any little thing, they tend to like criticize the Christian and be like, I thought you said you're a child of God. Why are you doing this? I thought you said you believe in God. Why are you doing this? So this is just me saying that. Let our life be an example of what Jesus will be proud of, not just on Sunday when we're lifting up holy hands. Let us also be on Monday with our minds. Let us also be on Tuesday with our character. Let it be on Wednesday in the way we talk. Let it be on Thursday in the way we react to things when it doesn't go our way. Let it be on Friday when you're like, oh yeah, finally it's another weekend, and you feel like, let me just do whatever I need to do and then move on with my life. No one really cares. No one will know. We'll sort it out on Monday. And I think there's this saying that my dad always says most of the time. It will be like, live your life. I don't know if it's my dad. Yeah. And I think I've heard it before somewhere. Anyways, yeah. He says that live your life as though Jesus is coming that very day. And I'm like, trust me, that doesn't mean that I'm perfect. Like, I do things that I'm not proud of. And yeah, this is me being vulnerable. And we've all been there, or we are still there. And this is God. Maybe this is like a reminder for us to go back to the cross. This is a reminder for us to go back to Him, that He really cares and He really loves us. And not just, yeah, there is peace, there is joy, there is this, there is that. But what about our character? What is our character saying? You know, our character could also be an hindrance to what God wants to do. Probably the person God wants to use, you've already hated the person. Or probably the person God wants to use for us, you've already like, I don't have anything to do with this person. Like, I don't have anything to do with this person. And you've moved on with your life. So this is a reminder. This is a reminder that you are loved. And because you're loved, you need to show that love that you are experiencing in Christ. You don't have to keep it in private. Let it be seen. Let it be seen. Let people be like, oh yeah, we know this person is a Christian. He won't do this. Let people be able to vouch for you out there because they know that you're a child of God. Because they know that you could do things in the way of God. And oh, if they say, oh, we saw this guy in this or so place, people could be like, oh no, he's not. He probably is like a replica of him or someone else. Because they know who you are in Christ and they know your stand in Christ. So yeah, enough of my long story. I'm not a pastor, by the way. So yeah, we'll be going to our next song. And this next song is called Love Theory by Kirk Franklin. Listen and be blessed.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? How did you see your life was the only gift?
Crazy, don't it?
Hey. That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means. don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat
forever and a day. The savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Good morning. I had a good night's sleep, and it's my favorite day of the week. And I believe I'll start with prayer. Then get ready, cause I gotta get there.
Separate. What God can do, say a prayer for pretty days is even tomorrow. Keep praying. Keep praying. Hold on to the faith and the blessing will follow. Keep praying. Keep praying.
Yes, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. That was an amazing song. That was an amazing song. Keep praying. There's a proof that he answers. There's a proof that he answers. For those that don't believe, give it a try. And trust me, it does answer. So yeah, we listen to Love Theory by Kirk Franklin. Then we listen to Sunday Morning by Mary Mary. And the last song we listen to was Keep Praying, featuring Doe Jones and Ren Ofei by Maverick City Music. That was a good one. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. So yeah, how time flies. We have a few minutes more. For those that just join in, you're welcome. This is Sunday Strings on Radio Africana. I'm your host, Kola Day. Yes, today we're talking about everyday grind. I want us to look at a major dilemma that almost every single one of us faces as Christians during the week. It's the dilemma of shortcuts versus process. Let's be completely honest with ourselves. We live in a world that is moving incredibly fast. If you want food, you get fast food. If you want information, you click a button. And in the working world, in business, and even in our relationship, the culture tells us that the fastest way to the top is the best way. And that creates the dilemma for the believers, because tomorrow morning you might find yourself in a situation where taking a little shortcut, maybe telling a small lie on a report, compromising your values just a bit to close a deal, or playing dirty because your competitor are playing dirty, seems like the only way to win. You look around and it looks like the people who don't care about God are succeeding faster than you are, and you're sitting there asking yourself, why am I doing things the hard way? Is my faith holding me back? Why can't I join them? Why can't I do the same? Why does it look like the non-believers that didn't dedicate themselves to God are gaining it faster? And yeah, I am. I will attend Bible study, go to church on Sunday, attend prayer meetings, do literally every single thing I need to do. But it feels like I don't have a result to show for it. And that was why the song that says keep praying, there's a proof. Probably not yet time. But yeah, that aside, if you ever felt that way, I want to give you a different perspective today. A shortcut might get you there faster, but it cannot give you the foundation to stay there. When you build your success on a compromise, you have to keep compromising just to keep it. As Christians, our dilemma is solved when we change our definition of winning. The world looks at the speed, God looks at the soul. When you choose to do things honestly, when you choose integrity over a quick win, you are building something that lasts. You're telling God, I trust your timing more than I trust my hustle. Don't let the fast pace of the world make you compromise your work. It might take longer, it might look harder, but the blessing of God make rich and add no sorrow with it. Hold your ground this week. Hold your ground this week. Hold your ground this week. So yeah, we'll be going another song list. And so the first song we'll be listening to is Joy by Called Out Music, and then we'll listen to Open a Song by Mercy Chinwo. Listen and be blessed.
It's a vibe every time now. Yeah,
light and salvation, it's you, Lord. Yeah. I've got a firm foundation in you, Lord. You hold me daily, daily, the hope for my soul. I'm ever so safe here with you, yeah, nah, nah. I got grace everywhere I be, with blessings falling on me. There's nothing too hard for the God that I serve. Tell me, why should I be afraid? No matter what comes my way, I'll overcome with a smile on my face.
I got that joy like a river flowing down to my soul, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like there's an air, I feel it in my bones, oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sing, oh. Feels like a dream, cause with you on my team, I'm winning.
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's gonna hold me back.
Oh, no,
nothing's
no,
gonna
no.
stop my praise.
Oh, no,
nothing's
no,
gonna
no.
keep me silent. I say it from the rooftops. I got grace everywhere I be. Blessings falling on me. There's nothing too hard for the God that I serve. Tell me, why should I be afraid? No matter what comes my way, I'll overcome with a smile on my face.
I got that joy like a river flowing down to my soul, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like there's an air, I feel it in my bones, oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joy like a river flowing down, down, down,
down, down.
Jesus, see them, may open us some more. cross of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So yeah, we've come to the end of the show. I can't believe that the time is up already. It's been a great time, to be honest. So yeah, I'm Kolade, and I want to thank you for taking this journey with me today. As you step up into Monday morning tomorrow and you face the dilemmas, the choices, and the pressure of daily life, remember who you are. You don't need to take the word shortcut because you have the favor of the living God on your life. Do the right thing, leave the results to Him, and watch how He opens doors that no man can shut. So yeah, and we've talked about our character, we've talked about everything, and we'll be leaving with this song called Heaven by Jemike, that's Joshua Mike Bamloye. And I just want us to like reflect on it, as that'll be like our closing song for today. Let it like just picture heaven in whatever you're doing, and also think about your characters, think about the things you're doing, and imagine rapture take place. The particular moment you're listening to this, will you be rapturable? Yeah. So that's all I have to say. Do have a phenomenal, a productive, and a blessed week. And I will see you right here next Sunday on Radio Africana. So I'm leaving you with the song Heaven by Jemike. Do listen, reflect on it, and be blessed. Stay tuned.
I'm gonna go to heaven, to heaven, yeah. I wanna walk on the streets of gold like a rapture, yeah. I'm singing hallelujah when I see ya on that day. I wanna go to heaven, yeah.
I wanna go.
Says the city gate of heaven. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart.
The road is called up yonder. Father, please let me make the number. Let me see you. Let me touch you. Let me hold you, God.
Salvation.
Sanctification.
Eventually, Jesus will come. The signs are many. He'll be taking us home. Oh, the joy to behold the wonder, a place prepared by Jesus the firstborn. And we finally get to sing hallelujah. Life in the red to God our maker. Oh, the joy to behold the wonder, a place prepared by Jesus the firstborn.
With me to give everyone according to his work. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus, the way, the truth, and life. I can't wait to be your bride. Hold my hand and walk me down the aisle to my crown of glory.
Beautiful day it would be.